Technically live. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mystic. This is the What If TV. Today's episode is called Pow versus Poke, featuring Frozen Box. I'm going to introduce you to one of my friends that I met a couple of years ago on a platform that we kind of don't really mention, but it kind of kicked a lot of us off as friends and stuff like that. So I'm going to bring you in Frozen Box because I know this guy is a huge Pokemon advocate from early days till now. And we got Frozen Box.
Yo!
Hello. How are you?
I mean, I wouldn't call myself like an expert on Pokemon, but...
No, but...
I mean, I have played the game since the Red and Blue days.
Yeah, I used to love watching you and DJ Danny when you guys would do that duo to where you can only have a certain like a pair, and like if one died and it killed off that, like, dude, that was fun. It was challenging. It was and fun. You had entertainment there.
We've been wanting to go back and do some more of that, but our schedules just can't align, especially because of time zones.
Yeah.
It's like my 6 a.m. is his 11 a.m. So by the time I get home from work, he's already ready packing up to bed.
Yeah, he's still UK, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I remember that. You guys had some really good entertainment. But so, how much have you played Pow Worlds?
I've been playing it on and off stream, trying to get it going. So I was trying to learn more from it because, like, I don't get to sit down and play as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
But man, seriously, I feel like Pow Worlds is what Pokemon wishes it can be.
we're gonna get into that because I've got some numbers. I do have a viewer, and he indicates what's your favorite Pokemon game.
Okay, Pokemon Red, mostly because of nostalgia, but really, I really enjoyed a whole lot of X and Y. It was a good re-entry game. It's like if you didn't know much about Pokemon and you want to get into it, Pokemon X and Y was a great start. I like the fact that it was like kind of – it wasn't open world, but it had that feel. Like it was more open than it used to be.
Yeah.
And I felt it was absolutely amazing.
Now, was that Game Boy? Was that still Game Boy?
That was on the 3DS, yes.
3DS. Now, okay, because I remember Red and Yellow, and because I had the Super Game Boy, to where you could plug into the Super Nintendo, and you could put the cartridge in, and then put the cartridge in and play it. And that's how I played a lot of my games. Mm-hmm. After Game Boy Color kind of came out, I switched to Super Game Boy, and it was a blast. So,
and back then, a friend of mine and I were wanting to play the game, and I had the game. I bought it because, you know, I used to work at Pizza Hut. That was my first job.
Hey.
And I bought my game, you know, my first Game Boy, and the first game I bought was Pokemon Red. And a friend of mine wanted to play it too, but he wasn't as fortunate as I was. So what we did is that I bought this external memory card thing.
Yeah.
And you were able to switch save states.
And it was a little... Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then didn't they have a Super Nintendo to where you could it was like World or something to where you could play multiplayer through it. And it was, you would put your cartridges in, you would link it up, and that's how you would be able to battle. So it was like a LAN before LAN.
Nah, I didn't know that. But the way we battled back in high school was through the cable.
Yeah. They had that too, but this one was a four-way adapter that you had to your Super Nintendo. I'll look that up sometime. But yeah, it was really cool. And then that was where it introduced the camera for the first time, where you could take pictures of the Pokemon, and then you could share through the little LAN thing of your Pokemon that you've captured. So it was pretty cool.
Sounds like Pokemon Snap. Before Pokemon Snap was a thing.
But that was newer. Like, Pokemon Snap was later, right?
Yeah. I think that was for the 64.
I have Pokemon Team Indigo for my DS. That was my favorite game. Never got to play any of the Pokemon games before that.
Yeah, I was a part... Like, I did Pokemon Red. Then I bought Yellow. Because I love the idea of Pikachu following me around. Like,
yeah, and that was when he was your pet. And you could actually...
interact
have him out as well as capture.
Yeah. And from there I went to Pokemon Silver, and then I just blacked out. Crystal didn't catch my attention. Diamond and Pearl didn't get my attention. Black and White, that's when it got my attention again. So I jumped into that one mostly because of how it had this 3D simulation kind of thing, and I really liked that. So I got into that one, and I think – I can't remember if Black and White X and Y was after that. I want to say it was.
Yeah, I was in the military then, so by the time I came out, like, it kind of fizzled out for me until later on. But, yeah, okay, so I've got
– Oh, I think I blacked out. I'm taking over the stream, you guys. All right, it's my stream now. All right, we got some questions here.
So I
thought I hijacked the stream.
No, hey, that's cool. All right, check this out. So February 22nd, 2024, Pal World has sold a combined 25 million units on PC with Steam and Xbox, and it cost nearly 6.75 million. But it has grossed over $442 million as of, well, I mean, that's as February 22nd. Now, my thing is so what I heard, and this is just me kind of reading, is that I heard that the developers actually went to Nintendo and had approached the idea of this being an open world, but pushed the idea for them to merge the ideas with Pokemon. And they said no. Nintendo didn't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But now I do know Pokemon, as of right now, is still outselling everybody in the world. $90 billion that is grossed year to date with all the Pokemon. But my personal opinion is I really think Nintendo missed their mark on that.
I really feel it's a missed opportunity, yeah.
Heck yeah. I mean... if you took that opportunity, because I guarantee you, if Nintendo says, you know what, we kind of had the same idea and we published it, Pal Worlds would not exist anymore. But because of the nostalgia and being able to do that with actually Pokemon characters and stuff, I think people would buy into that, but they won't. Because even if you made the game free and did cosmetics kind of like Fortnite, you would make a crap ton of money.
Because Pokemon.
Yeah, because of Pokemon, the name itself. So
just the name itself, it just carries everything. But you know what? Having an open world Pokemon game like Legends. Legends was like a step to the right direction. Except I felt it was such a drag with all the dialogue. But aside from that, it's an excellent game. It's an excellent concept. And I absolutely love it. Like, having that is something that... and I know I'm not the only one that feels this way, is what most Pokemon fans want. I know that's what I want. Like, there's this game for VR. It's called Revelmon. And this came, like, before Power Worlds, way before Power Worlds, where it's kind of an open world. And you can catch Fakemon. You can catch, in this case, they're called Revelmon. And they have this update coming up. And I feel that Power World was an influence for them to, okay, let's rush this because now's the time, you know?
Yeah. Gotta get in.
Yeah, you gotta get in while it's hot, right?
Yeah.
And so recently, Revelmon had this update where you're able to fly or mount their mons. And I'm like, I'm thinking, it's like, I know this it was an idea y'all had, but wouldn't have anything with Power World where you're rushing it now, right?
Yeah.
And I think they responded to me.
Really?
I want to say they responded to me. I want to look for that tweet, but yeah.
But yeah, it's a shocker, man. Like, because so right now, let's just do a comparison. So right now, Skull and Bones on all your consoles is a $70 game, and it flopped. And that is by Ubisoft. That's a AAA company. Now, if you take the top two games right now on the market, Helldivers 2
That's what I was thinking.
and Pal Worlds, they both equal the same amount of money as Skull and Bones, which is a flopper. And you have two under the radar developers that have just killed it. And I'm just like thinking that's what the gaming world needs. It needs a kind of a slap in the face of like, hey, we built this game with five developers, and now we're making all this money. Now, granted, I know that there's going to be a lot more out of the woodwork that's going to be kind of like it, but I don't know. I think it sets a trend. But again, I think Pokemon, if they would have did this, it probably would have smashed Fortnite.
Oh, for sure. For sure, man. Then, guys, I had a train of thought, but it slipped my mind. It's because like I saw a question that they had there, and
Who's your
then,
favorite Pokemon?
It's actually Articuno. Articuno is my favorite of
Yeah.
any, like, of them all. And it's not nostalgia or anything. It's absolutely my favorite. It's because I had this special moment way back when in high school where my one Articuno defeated my friend's Mewtwo team. It's like what he did
Ooh.
was he cloned all his Mewtwos and he leveled them all up with what's it called? Rare candies or something like that? Rock
Yeah.
candies? Rare candies? And so he leveled them all up to 100, but I trained mine to 100. And my one Articuno defeated all of his Mewtwos.
Wow.
I didn't know it back then, but it's because of the hidden IVs, in the EVs where you train your Pokemon and it raises special stats. But when you
Right.
level them up with rare candies, it doesn't do anything. So my Articuno was way beefier.
So you would say that hard work pays off. Yeah,
For
so
sure.
was you a big Pokemon card collector?
I wanted to. But two things kind of stopped me from it. One of them was actually my parents.
Yeah.
They you know how when the Pokemon frenzy thing started, there were all these bad news about it. It was like, oh, it's all satanic and all with all that
Oh
jazz.
yeah,
And
oh
well,
yeah.
my parents, understandably they're like they're religious people, and I have my religious beliefs as well. And the thing is, there's things, like don't believe everything you hear, do your own research, do your own investigation is what I always felt. And so I wanted to collect my cards, but my parents were against it. That's one.
Gotcha.
And as I was growing up, I realized that card collecting is very expensive.
It is, yeah, but
So that's another thing that stopped me is that I wasn't really financially stable to be able to collect my cards.
oh yeah, I
Which, by
mean,
the way, I'm really happy about this new Pokemon game that they're coming out with, the trading card game, the
yeah.
mobile update one, the new one that's coming out. I'm so excited for it. Like I'm gonna get all in on that.
But just think, if you did have first generations,
Oh, man.
they held the value more than what baseball cards did, because baseball cards became so popular that everybody had cards, and
I
so
had
you
many.
saturated the market whenever it came time to where everything died off, everybody tried to sell it. Well, if everybody has 100 of those cards, the value of them is going to go crap. And so there was people that were selling their whole chest full of baseball cards for like $500, and they were like cards at one time that were worth $800, $900 a piece. So,
Wow.
but Pokemon cards never lost their value.
Nah.
Now they've actually increased.
Yeah, they really did. Not sure if Power World is going to end up going the same direction with cards.
I don't know what they're gonna do, but I mean, I seen a lot of their, I seen some trailers per se of their stuff that's coming along, like vehicles. There's gonna be like a lasso ability to where you're gonna be able to lasso, instead of capturing and then breeding, you're gonna be able to catch wild, going to breeding, which supposedly does a different effect, like as far as the abilities. So I mean
Yeah,
the they can do whatever they want.
Power Wheels can go to a whole new direction. It's got so many possibilities. I think Power Wheels is going to be amazing as it keeps
Yeah, I do
going.
too. And they asked Nintendo, "Hey, are you trying to sue?" And they're like, "Nah,
Not really, no, because
we'll let them go."
they got nothing on them.
Right. And there's a lot of memes for it. I've seen a lot of cool, funny TikTok videos about it, about the doing the comparison of some of the Pokemon. It's just like, come on
I mean, there are a lot of similarities, but there are similarities with some Pokemon with other games that came out first.
Yeah.
It's like there's, I mean, they really got nothing on them, man. I don't think so.
Yes, sir. So I mean, but I mean, as far as like you knowing, so are you like deep down, like you know your generations of your Pokemon all the way, or like are you current with today's generations, like you know from one to now?
No, I do not. There are way over 1,000. I have
Yeah.
a hard time remembering my phone number every time I change it.
I hear that.
It's like I do not have time to learn all over all 1,000 plus Pokemon.
Yeah.
Ooh, Turtwig, Chimchar, Piplup. With Diamond, I'm not a big fan of Chimchar, to be honest. I really am not. I'd rather go with whether Turtwig or Piplup. And considering my name is Frozen Box, Frozen Piplup, it's a penguin.
Which, if you want to go deep, I do remember some Minecraft streams that you had on DLive to where you had nothing but a frozen world or castle.
Yeah, I was trying to build an ice snow castle. It was looking good. I thought it was.
No, it was awesome. I remember that. But yeah, I like I said, I really enjoyed watching you and DJ Danny do that. Like it was mesmerizing. And there's sometimes some streams that are not your stream, but other streams where they're streaming stuff and you're like, but you guys had us connected. And then whenever you'd have like two or three of the Pokemon die off and it would kill a
Yeah.
whole branch, and you'd be kind of like, you spent like 8 hours doing this whole
Still
thing.
traumatized from that Kyogre, man. I'm still traumatized by that stupid whale.
You got PTSD from it.
I still have PTSD, man. Every time it rains in real life, I'm like, oh no, not again.
That's hilarious.
But nah, man, DJ Danny and I, we had a thing going. It was just so awesome. There was a running gag where we were like an old married couple.
Yeah,
Every
it was a
time I'm like, I
blast.
want a divorce. I want a divorce. I don't want to be with you anymore. But then like something happened and we were like, yeah, we're cool. We're awesome.
Yeah, he was a he's huge Pokemon addict.
He's awesome, man. The thing that he has, he's got autism.
But
He's a great individual, man. He's a great
yes.
person. Heart
But
of gold, that guy.
if I know my history of Pokemon, wasn't original Pokemon developed by an autistic person or a kid, and
I
that's how
believe
the
it.
names were came up, and that was the originality of it.
I believe
I think that's where, like, he would link like characters but add more words to it. It was something like that. I remember that. I was like, that is so cool. Like that is inspiring, and that's been like
The
20 something years. Like, holy cow.
The only thing I know about the history of Pokemon is that this guy wanted to make a game because he was a bug catcher. He was as a kid.
Yes.
And he loved catching bugs and he got that idea and that's where it came from. That's personally that's all I know. I mean I don't know like who or how it was developed or anything of that sort, but I mean ideas come from the craziest things and this one just took off.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Now, are you a big anime fan?
yeah, I want to say that I am. I have difficulty keeping up with anime,
Have you ever
but
watched Hunter x Hunter?
no, I have not.
Okay.
I recognize that it's a popular anime, but it's not one that really got my attention too
The
much.
reason why I say that is because if they combined Hunter x Hunter when they're inside the video game and they use cards as like abilities and different stuff, so
Like
they would
Yu-Gi-Oh?
go around capturing, get cards and like animals and different stuff, and they would basically convert it into cards, and they can use those cards during battles. And I'm like, man, if somebody like took and did a combination of Pokemon and kind of that idea with a video game. So let's say you go to Walmart, right, and you buy a pack of cards and it has a scan on it, kind of like what they did with Nintendo when you could scan those statues and they would have the abilities and stuff on it. But just imagine like Dungeons and Dragon, whatever, and you would scan the card, and you that was your those were your playable cards. Like if you're playing a video game, you run into a thing, you could scan, get abilities, and you can like one time only. But not only would it be a collectible because you would have the physical card in your hand, but now it's useful in the game. So now you're kind of taking like the cosmetic of like a Fortnite or somebody that would have skins, and you can
Yeah.
combine the two. Man, dude, that's a
Kind
gold mine.
of like an augmented reality kind of thing.
Yeah, it combines both worlds.
The little statues, you mean the amiibos, right? The little amiibos?
Yes. But I think it was Nintendo, right? Because they had like a
They
Disney version where you can
do.
scan in Disney characters and
There's like a little scanner in the bottom of this of the
yeah.
figure. Yeah, I actually have three of those, which none of those I bought, by the way. They were gifted to me. I think it was Mario, Sonic, and somebody else. Mega Man.
Oh, nice. That's a name drop. Man, and also I remember your Sonic streams too. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I wish I could be a little more consistent, but well, it's what I got to work with, so
Yes, sir.
hopefully one day, someday, which I still dream of, I'll be able to be streaming more consistently. But
When we win the lottery, we don't have regular day-to-day stuff to do, huh?
or when my crypto bags take
Oh,
off.
dude, I'm sitting on some too. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Now I've only got Bitcoin, Binance, Smart Chain, and Catgirl Coin.
I have 22 million Shibu Umanu Uno or whatever, and I have some Dogecoin. I
Okay.
have one thing I will tell you is I don't know if you go into stocks, but Reddit is about to go public, and
Really?
their IPO is right now.
Dude, that's gonna be huge.
Yeah, and right now, like I went in to see how much it was to start off, and just starting off, it's $40.42 just to
You
get in if you
know,
want the IPO. So, hey, that might be something
it's
to
gonna
look
take
into.
off, man.
Yeah.
If you just have one, bro, that's gonna take off.
Yeah.
Because it's Reddit, bro. Like, the whole internet knows what Reddit is.
That's what happened with GameStop and Dogecoin. Is it happened on Reddit when those whales were like, hey, everybody go after GameStop and Dogecoin, and that's when that influx happened. It was on
You know,
Reddit, so
I might invest some Bitcoin on that then. Like, I'll buy two.
and
And just with two,
I
it's gonna
bid
take
one
off.
just to see if I can get in. So I'm just letting you know that Reddit's about to drop.
Oh, snap, man.
Well, do you have anything else on Pokemon? I mean, I could talk all day about other odds and ends stuff, but I usually play a game with all my guests.
Yeah.
And I have a game called Would You Rather.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, no.
All right. Let's pull some good ones for you.
What is this hammer?
Oh, I'm so yeah, I have a hammer where if you want to get, boom. If you get frustrated, you can smack the. So if you want to punch me in the head, I get it. Oh, and also I do have a Pokemon game on my Twitch where you can, a Pokemon will launch. And,
Yeah.
You can catch Pokemon on my streams.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right. So I'm gonna shoot you five, and I want to know your inputs, and then we can call this. But dude, first of all, before I do go into this, where can the viewers or anybody reach out to you, like or catch your streams or any kind of social media?
I'm only on Twitch for now. Okay. Until Restream announces their. What is it? Live? I forgot that.
Yeah, I got that thing too. Platform. I know what you're talking about.
But until then, like, it's just gonna be on Twitch.
Okay.
I'm kind of burnt on trying out smaller and new platforms. I'm like, I'm done. It's like,
I hear you.
Here, let me post on the.
Now I do have the links, and I will post it in the description on the podcast when it's published.
I need to fix this. I don't know why. I thought I was followed.
What? So I will.
There you go. I thought I followed you, man.
Anyway. I do have a shout out thing, but since I don't have my OBS, I usually have a shout out thing it's through Eclipse, and it shows one of your top clips of your stream, and it does like a replay thing. So it's pretty cool, but I don't have it through StreamYard because this is my podcast software version.
Yeah. That's cool.
But yeah, I will post all the social medias in the description field. So if you guys are in chat, make sure you go follow this good man. It was kind of crazy that I seen you live and I was like, holy cow, because me and Rebels were talking about missing the old G's. And of course, that's whenever I see Brock UK streaming. Brock, I was like, UK. whoa. And I went in there and he's like, oh my God.
Elder Games, man. I feel like he's another good guy.
He comes
guy.
In here. Yeah.
Elder Gamesman. There's Brock UK. I miss playing with Kanto also, the Mario Kart game.
The Mario Kart, yep.
Yeah. Man, so many good times. We had, man, Fridays were the Mario Kart days, man. It was Mario Kart.
I loved it. I still randomly get communication stuff back with Zonda.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you know what? They have this...
that metaverse.
They have a platform on Discord, Streamers Connected. They're trying to take off again. And it's actually... It's not much of a streamer community, although, it is kind of a streamer community, but they're an agency now. They're an agency now. And they've got a lot of offers that they're working with, especially with streamers. And I'm trying to help them be a little more active on the Discord, but it's like super dead there. It's super dead.
But they had a lot of members. I was part of them at one time, way back in the day.
Way back when, before DLive, I want to say that I was actually. If I remember correctly, I think I was a moderator there.
Yeah, I was on there before DLive, and that's when Zonda was huge onto his Grand Theft Auto streams. Mm-hmm. Huge, and that stuff was GTA. Entertainment, man.
I liked his character.
Yeah, he still runs it. He has a Twitter feed just for it, or X. I know your recent post. I will never stop calling it.
I refuse to call it X. Twitter for life.
All right, I got some for you.
Oh.
Would you rather always say everything on your mind or never speak again?
Well, 90% of the time, I kind of speak my mind, so. I generally speak my mind. Although I do have quite a bit of opinions that people will point their swords at me with. So, yeah.
It is what it is. It's the internet. Everybody gets offended for everything. So you
Nah,
don't,
man, no.
I don't worry about
Bro,
that anymore.
I was watching not Rooster Teeth, but which, by the way, rip Rooster
Closing,
Teeth.
yeah, they're shutting down after.
It was Team Four Star. I don't know if you're familiar with Team Four Star.
No.
They made Dragon Ball Z Abridged, which, if you have not seen it, see
Okay.
it. Dragon Ball Z Abridged, the best. It's like Dragon Ball Z condensed into, like, I think it was 80 episodes, 60, 80 episodes. They're like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Okay.
There's some that are a little longer, but the editing work that these people did is absolutely amazing, and it's hilarious. It's such a hilarious show. But they went and then they did the Boo bits, because they stopped at the Cell Saga. They stopped at Cell. But they did something for a special occasion, for a special video that somebody was working on. They made the Boo bits, and they were like shorts. And there was a joke that they did where people got offended. So
Imagine that.
you're familiar with the fusion, right? Where they're like, ah, yeah,
Yeah.
they fused, right? And the first fusion that they showed was Gotenks, I think it was. Where Gohan and Trunks was fused together, and they made the joke with the pronouns. It's like, so what do we call you? Is it he him, or they them? And it's all like, well, why? Because he's not binary. It's like, yeah, but there's two people in it. There's two people. So it's like, what are they? But dude, people got offended.
Oh, of course.
I was like, why would you get offended? It's a joke. There's literally two people fused into one. Why would that be something that people get mad for? And it was just, dude, they got roasted so hard.
Yeah,
But
that's stupid.
they were like, guys, it's a joke. Shut up. Move on.
Yeah, this world is a different world, man, since the pandemic.
Yeah, for sure. But anyways, yeah, speak my mind.
Hey, okay. Would you rather have X-ray vision or magnify hearing?
Oh gosh. Probably X-ray vision. There's probably things I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
There's probably gonna have to be X-ray vision.
Would you rather have more time or have more money?
More time.
Yeah, I've asked that and I've never had anybody say more money.
Money comes and goes. There's always an entry, but time, you're so limited.
Oh
You
yeah, it's
are so
scary.
limited with time. Rather, you want more time in the day to do stuff you need to do, or stuff you want to do, or need more time, in life, to be able to enjoy things with your family, your loved ones, your friends. Yeah,
Yeah.
time, long shot.
That's a good one. Well, those are pretty much the golden ones. I do have like a whole 7,324, but I'm not gonna read all through there just to pick out one. But yo, man, again, it was awesome talking to you again. I would like to
Was a
do a
pleasure,
lot more
man.
of these.
Yeah.
So but I like to gear it towards things that have interest and things that you're relatable to and can speak to, because I'm not going to just throw you on and talk about something you have no idea about. And I know, like I said, I loved your guys's Pokemon stuff. That would be awesome to get back into that
Oh
again,
man,
but
I'd
time.
really love to. Yeah. For
So
sure.
now I just kind of let you know what I have coming down the road on just a podcast is. I do have a published one of my friends who is a published author,
Ooh.
and he's going to go through all of his books, and he's actually going to read one of his short stories that is published. So I think that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I have an ex-worker that used to work with me that has a whole paranormal team that does a bunch of paranormal activities and different stuff here in St. Louis, Missouri. So he's going to bring a bunch of his sounds and things and just go through and discuss the most scary moments and this stuff. So,
yeah, man, I cannot get into that.
Yeah.
Especially with the stuff that, you know, with what I learned, you know, was, you know, my beliefs and everything. It's like that.
Yeah.
Paranormal stuff is not something I want to touch. I will not want to get close to anything with that.
And I actually had one of the first episodes and stuff that I had. I actually had somebody that was super religious.
Mm-hmm.
And the discussion was basically, do you believe in ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of talked nothing evil. I would never go down that path. I would never subject anybody or trying to tap into what your beliefs and stuff, because that's who you are. That's how you're raised. But yeah, he had some very good, interesting stories and stuff. But still, the religion doesn't believe directly in ghosts. It's like something else. I forgot, but it was really cool listening to kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, so. It's a whole topic in and of itself.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, again, I will post all your socials and stuff like that. And
yeah,
Rosenbach, don't ever hesitate to reach out, have conversations, talk.
Yeah, man. No, you same to you, man. I mean, like I'm always a DM away.
Well, and I saw you streaming that one day. I'm like, oh my god, dude, I miss chilling in your stream and stuff, because then every time I would build up those lemons, I was like, dude, I'm dropping lemons. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, I mean, on Twitch, I did something similar where I worked on my own little alerts, and some friend of mine actually gave me an idea for the channel rewards. Where he wanted a meme, a classic meme. And I don't know if you've heard the Disney MLG intro.
Uh-uh.
It's an old school MLG thing where it's like Mountain Dew and gunshots and oh my gosh, it's so hilarious. But the thing is, the channel rewards that I wanted to make, I don't want them to cover my whole screen for a long period of time. It was a 30-second video, so I didn't want that to cover for that long. So I was like, I'd have to green screen the background. So it took me a while, but I managed to remove the background. So like, it shows the castle coming in, and they loved it.
That's cool.
They loved it. So like, so if my viewers have an idea.
It's just for your channel points,
right? Channel rewards. Yes. Channel rewards. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I do have a sound alert thing. But that one has the option where you can use channel points, or you can use your bits to use.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, I mean, it's an alternative thing. But yeah, any ideas that my viewers have that they want to show as a channel reward, like I take them seriously, and I'm just like, there's one I'm currently working on, calling it Blaze It. And it's another meme full kind of thing.
Cool. Well, hey, that's awesome. But like I said, man, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Same.
And yeah, if whenever I catch you streaming, like I have you alerted. So I'll try to catch your streams. And if I have any cool ideas and stuff like that, because like I know a long time ago before the Sonic movie ever came out, we had a discussion about that. So when the new movie comes out, Knuckles or
Sonic 3 or the Knuckles show?
Yeah, I think that we could have a good conversation about Sonic.
I am so in, man.
Cool.
Ben Schwartz, love that dude.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, man, Friday nights, that's when I'm on, generally.
Okay, Friday nights.
Yeah, I got you notified on the notification thing. Got the bell going, so.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. And again, thank you for coming on. I know it's kind of hard to catch everybody's busy schedule and stuff like that, but I do appreciate it. And I will get this up as soon as possible. I will clip off and do some little edits and stuff like that. But and what I normally do is I actually put this as a subscriber only on my VOD, so people can't just go to it, because I don't want them to. If they want it they have to be a subscriber, but if not, they can go to Spotify, iHeartRadio. Like, I'm on 9 different platforms on the podcast side. So don't pay for it to go see this. Go to Spotify, go to iHeartRadio, go to Google Podcasts, go everywhere that you do podcasts and listen to this stream if you guys like the conversations. And yeah, that was awesome.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that you thought of me and wanted me in on this. Well, but hey, yeah. Sonic 3, man. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah,
that
that's a good one. You followed. Thank okay. You, thank you, thank Josh. You. I that's one of my nephew's friends. So that's awesome. That's what it's about.
Well, I'm aiming to buy Helldivers because I want in on that.
I do too.
I want to play Lethal Company.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
Lethal Company, and yeah. if you have any of those, or even Power World, man, and if you want to join me on Friday nights, you're more than welcome.
Cool. Yeah, I might take you up on that. Because I have a crap ton of games and I wide variety. I play everything and anything.
Yeah, so. same, pretty much same.
All right, man. Well, I will catch you later. Thank you so much, and we will go from there. Like I said, I'll send you the link and all this where you can get it. And like I said, I'll put all your social, and we'll rock and roll.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Awesome. And you could stay in the lobby, and we can talk a little bit afterwards if you want, or if you have to go, you can. It's really up to you.
Yeah, no, I got a bit more time. I'm
okay.
Going to be preparing cool. some dinner and stuff, so.
Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Pals versus Poke featuring Frozen Box. A really good dude, awesome streamer, highly entertainment, an amazing person. So do catch all of his socials. Like I said, I will post all that. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a wonderful night, and I will catch you later.